there. It's Chris Ryan calling for Cruz.
Chris, how you doing?
Brother, how you doing?
I am great, man. Good to hear from you.
My goodness, great to hear from you.
Yeah, how you been?
It's been a crazy pandemic like everybody, but you know, we're dealing with it.
So you do have a new tune out.
Yep.
I ain't mad.
Yeah? You ain't mad about it?
I ain't mad about it. Feeling pretty good about it. What's the story behind the song, Chris?
It's basically, it's funny from my perspective because it's kind of a love song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just more or less about, you know, a tune that a girl comes into a guy's life and changes a whole bunch of things, but at the same time, he ain't too mad about it.
Nice.
So we'll call it that way.
Pretty simple love song.
Yeah, all exactly.
all the good changes, really.
Yeah, absolutely. How you making out?
I'm doing well, man. You know, keeping things rolling here and just taking it day by day, really.
Yeah, I mean, this is the crazy thing. Like, I've had to do a bunch of press over the past little while because of the theft. So, like, just in interviews and stuff, I said, you know, like, this is not just a music thing, because a lot of people say that the arts industry has been just nailed by all this stuff. Which we have, but in the same breath, it's every industry. It doesn't matter if you're a contractor, if you're a welder, if you're, you know, a radio DJ. Like, none of it matters. Like, we're all just still trying to figure out how to put our boots on one boot at a time, you know?
Oh, exactly. Is it like things like the restaurant industry, the changes they've had to make just to survive?
Well, I mean, the crazy thing, like, here in Newfoundland is like, you know, you see... I'm very fortunate to have a bunch of friends who have restaurants, bar owners, whatever the case may be. Just the things that they've had to go through just to survive has been crazy.
Yeah. I mean, right? You got to cut your staff down because of, you know, numbers limitations, but then you get the people in and service is affected and you got to try balance things, hope, and then hope that people understand.
Well, and the other side of it is, too, is, like, just trying to be able to have people adhere to stuff is another big thing, too. You know what I mean? Like, I was up in Nova Scotia there a couple weeks, probably about a month and a half ago, and I was able to see, like, some great places, like the new Stubborn Goat Beer Garden.
Yeah.
And... you know, like it was fun because for me, I travel so much with, you know, work, like with playing music, like it was kind of crazy to get up there and see the difference that everything has happened. But I was also there when they first brought in the mask rule.
Yeah.
And that was probably one of the funniest things that I've ever dealt with because, of course, every time I'd leave the car and try to go deal with something or like, you know, you go in to pick up some groceries or you go in to pick up whatever. Oh, no, wait. Go back in the car, grab the mask, and go back again. I was always that guy who would walk in the door and be like, oh, dang.
Oh, man, I'm doing that too. I'll leave the house. Oh, I forgot my keys. Oh, man, I forgot my mask. I make about 3 or 4 trips before I actually get in my car and leave.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly it. It's just like you don't think about it until you think about it. And then it's like, oh, dang. Like, I got to go back.
Yeah.
But at least we're proficient.
Yeah. So what do you got working on in the fall there, Chris?
Yeah, it's you know, we're just trying to finish the record. It's kind of crazy, obviously, because you know, my producer is in Lawrencetown. So we're trying to do as much of this as we possibly can, you know, distantly. So on this particular track, we dealt with Steve Dawson and his crew in Lawrencetown, or Nashville, sorry.
Yeah.
So, you know, we work with those guys. Everything is kind of flown in. And it's just basically, you know, again, just like we talked about, it's about making everything work distantly. And, you know, it's flying tracks in from other places. It's a whole lot of Zoom calls. It's all of those things.
Yeah. Well, thank God for technology because, you know, if not, I don't think we'd be able to get new music put together. It'd be...
Well, that's the other side of it, too. I mean, like, I can't imagine, like, the film industry or anybody like that because, I mean, you know, like, how do you film new TV? How do you film new movies? in the middle of all this. You know what I mean? Like, it's just such a, it's just such a crazy time. And like, you know, who would have thought that at this age with the technology that we have, we'd be going through this sort of thing.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, watching some of the ACMs last night and realizing the seats at the Ryman were empty and the Bluebird is empty, and the music is fantastic, but it just doesn't have that same feel.
Well, I mean, I know, like, I'm a huge fan of an artist of Nashville. Mm-hmm. He's originally from South Carolina. His name is Rustin Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he just released the record, fully released the record at the end of August. And did a quick YouTube thing, and you know, you can just see him doing the live but not live thing.
Yeah.
So it was released to YouTube. It was released to all socials and stuff. But you can just like hear people talking to the crowd who are at home.
Yeah.
As opposed to them, you know, like talking to a crowd that's in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Is you know, it's a pretty surreal time that we're living in right now.
Have you been getting the chance to do any live shows?
I've been playing a little bit here in Newfoundland. Like, Newfoundland is open to half capacity in bars and stuff. So I've been able to, you know, kind of play a few shows here and there. But in the same breath, like, no travel, which has been crazy because, you know, like we talked about before, I've been lucky enough to travel a fair bit playing music, and now that you can't, it's just kind of weird that I'm sleeping in the same bed for 6 months.
Kind of throws you off a little bit, does it?
And I mean that in the purest way possible.
Yeah, I could see how that could be taken wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also been great, too, because, you know, like, I've been spending more time with my family, more time than I've been able to spend with my family in a long time. So in that regard, you know, like, you just got to take the good with the bad. So we're obviously in crazy times, but in the same breath, like, I get to see my dad, I get to see my nieces and nephews, I get to see, you know, all these people on a much more regular basis.
And that's important too. That's good for the psyche.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, as much as I'd like to be able to share music with people, you know, it's also great to share me with my family and my family with me.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So, you know, you just kind of got to look on the brighter side of life, right? Monty Python style.
Oh, exactly. 100%. Where can fans get this new tune called I Ain't Mad?
It's everywhere as of Friday the 18th. So, but if you want to find me and find anything from me, it's going to be chrisryanmusic.ca. And that'll lead you to any Spotify, Apple Music link, Amazon, Google Play, whatever it is you use.
Awesome,
and
man.
And they can find it with you.
Yes, that's right. We have it now. So I'm excited to have this tune on this afternoon.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough for the continued support. You know, I love the fact that every time we release music, we just get, you know, we get to be buddies all over again.
Yeah. And I like that, too. I like hearing the updates and hearing what you're up to and what you have on the go. And listen, man, let's make this Zoom right happen. I'd be honored to sit down and you know, poke around some ideas with you.
I would love to be able to create some music as opposed to just talking every time I release music sporadically, because I'm not the best and most proficient person at it.
All right, man. Chris, I appreciate your time today, brother. Stay safe, and let's contact soon.
Absolutely, Cruz. Thanks, brother.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Cheers, man.